Today is Thursday, October 21st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I had my rehearsal last night. I want to give a little bit of a report on that. You guys, look. I'm having... I should save this for a show where I have a co-host to talk about this too. But really, I don't know. I don't know that I need feedback on this. But let's just say, I believe in God. I consider myself to be a Christian. And you know, I know a lot of you who listen don't believe in that. Some of you do. I'm sure I would love to have any of my listeners, because I just assume that all of my listeners are atheist. I would love to know if any of you are not. I mean, I won't read your name on the air or anything, but if you just call me like, hey, Adam, I'm also, you know, I also have like weird, not weird, but I also have beliefs that don't necessarily coincide with my gayness. And again, I'm, you know, I bet all of my audience is not even gay. Oh my goodness. But anyway, so... all of that said, well, I know Kathy Bacon. I'm pretty sure Kathy Bacon is not gay, and I think she listens to go to sleep at 7 o'clock at night. We're going to talk about that in a second. Okay, so I'm getting to the point, though, even though I have those beliefs, where I just find most... church services, most preachers, most, especially like Baptist. I mean, I don't want to talk bad about Baptist. I'm not a Baptist. I do go to a Baptist church. I know Gary's going to say, I'm a Baptist. Not you, Gary. But just in general, I listen. I don't stay for the message when I play my trumpet on Sunday mornings. And, you know, that makes me a horrible Christian. I should be as you would say, I should be being fed by my pastor, you know, knowledge. But I just play and then I leave. I mean, I do believe in God, but I just, you know, most of the stuff that they peddle is not stuff that I want to, maybe I'm wrong, you know, maybe I'll go to hell. But I'm sitting in that service last night. First of all, it was so long. I didn't know it was going to be so long, and they made us, we played all the music part that the orchestra played in was at the beginning of the service, but they didn't let us leave. They said the choir and the orchestra and the band are going to stay on the stage because the auditorium was completely full. There was nowhere to sit, and they assume that we're not going to leave and go home. They assume that we would go sit and listen to the message, which I really had no desire to do. And this guy, and look, I'm not anti-God. I feel like my mom is listening to this, and I have to say, look, I'm not saying anti-Christian things. But these preachers get up there and they just seem so, I know they've probably got some skeletons in their closet, and they're so holier than thou. Well, everyone, you know, open your Bibles to, you know, I don't know. I just get these icky feelings. And it's a problem because maybe they're not that way. And I think it's because of how political everything has been the past 5 years and how I'm starting to see the hypocrisy in the folks that go to church and pastors and deacons and all of the people that are involved in the church, in the Protestant church. I hate to make a broad statement here, mostly Baptists. Just how they act, you know, and how they, and you can go get in that room and talk about how, you know, we should be helping these people in all these other countries and stuff like that. And, you know, going out and witnessing and all this kind of stuff. And just, but all my brain is telling me is like, all of these people are racist and they're, you know, they, I don't know. I have all these carryovers from all this political stuff, you know? And again, a lot of you probably agree with me and think, yes, you're right, Adam, you stop going. But there is no church for me because I am, you know, I am a homosexual and, you know, I mean, going to a church that's probably the most anti-homosexual, you know, that you could be, but they have such a good orchestra and such a good music program. And it's the only place I can play. And I do want to go to church because, you know, I do believe in God, like I said, and it's just I'm very conflicted, but I'm sitting in that service. I'm just having those bad thoughts, just horrible thoughts. And I didn't even want to have them. So it went really long and I thought I was going to come home early, but I didn't. The service ended up going. Normally we get out of our rehearsal at around 8 p.m. The service lasted until 8:20. I thought we would leave early because I thought the service would only be like maybe an hour or something. It was long. And anyway, so after that, I went to get a grilled chicken sandwich. Mark was actually cooking his own food. He bought pork belly at the grocery store and he said, I'm going to cook the pork belly. So he actually used the air fryer. And he's a good cook, actually. He gave me a bite of it and it was really good. It had crispy edges like you want your pork, you know, the fat part got crispy and he seasoned it very nicely. It tasted really good. But again, not on Weight Watchers, so I don't know how many points that one piece of pork belly was that I had, but I know it wasn't on Weight Watchers. I didn't count the points, though. So we ate, and we watched MasterChef, and it was a pretty, you know, boring evening, which is what I like. Now, coming to evenings, I want to talk about this. So Kathy Bacon, we all know and love Kathy Bacon. She posts on Twitter earlier today. She says, and I'm looking for exactly what she said. I'm trying to find it right now. She said, someone just told me the customer in front of him at the grocery store. Oh yeah. That's irrelevant. But at the end of her tweet, she says, I'm going to bed at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. I'm exhausted. Then in a later tweet, she shows last night's, I think it was last night's sleep schedule. And again, she was in bed by 7:15 p.m. And I just want to say, look, it's fine. I'm not judging you, Kathy Bacon, for going to bed at 7:15, but I just want to talk about myself, okay? I have always been a late night person my entire life. When I was a kid, I didn't want to go to bed, and I would find stuff to do in bed. That's funny. You know, and then as I got to be an age when I was old enough to kind of make my own decision, my parents didn't really give me a bedtime. I don't think. After I was a teenager, I don't think my mom really gave me a bedtime. She just said, if you start having problems getting up in the morning for school, then we're going to talk. But I don't recall having a specific time. Like, you have to be in bed by 8, or you have to be in bed by... Maybe I did, and I just don't remember, because I learned on Mix Minus a couple of episodes ago that I thought Anderson Cooper did a report on the Challenger exploding and he didn't. So my memory is obviously sucky, but I don't remember having a bedtime. But I've always been a late night person. And one of the reasons is because your day is filled with stuff that you just have to do. When you're a kid, you have to go to school. You have extracurricular activities that you need to do, but a lot of times they're not fun. I mean, I love playing the trumpet, but band rehearsal is not fun. But you have to do it, you know? if you want to do that. I had to practice the trumpet every day because I was, you know, I was taking lessons and I had to do that. And I wanted to, but it's not something that I really was like, woo, this is so much fun. You know, and I exercised a lot when I was in school. And none of that stuff I found to be incredibly fun. So the evening is the only time when I can devote to hobbies and watching TV and reading books and things that I want to do. And the same is true now that I'm an adult. My daytime is spent working, which, you know, who enjoys that? And then I have to exercise, which I realize is just walking, but still, it's exercise. I don't enjoy that. And then I have to cook dinner, or even if I'm not cooking, I have to prepare something. And if I'm dieting, I'm not even enjoying the food that I'm eating. So the only time I have to enjoy stuff is like from 8 o'clock at night until midnight, or 9 o'clock at night and midnight. If I went to bed at 7, I would just have all unenjoyable stuff my entire day, and then I would be sleeping the rest of the time. I don't know how you do it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.